In the summer of 1877, a small village in Warmia, Poland became the stage of heaven's urgent call. Dietwald, an unassuming countryside parish, was chosen for a divine visitation that would echo through generations. Among those blessed with this extraordinary encounter was a humble Polish girl, Stanisława Samulowska. On June 27, 1877, the Blessed Virgin Mary appeared to two young girls, Justyna Zawrinska, age 13, and Stanisława Samulowska, only 12. The Mother of God came not with thunder, but with gentleness. She was seated upon a throne, surrounded by light, holding the infant Jesus. Her message was simple, and yet urgent. Mary urged daily prayer of the Rosary, faithfulness to the sacraments, and deep trust in God during times of trial. At a moment when Poland's faith and identity were being tested under foreign occupation, Our Lady reminded her children, "Pray the Rosary every day." The apparitions continued until September 16, 1877. Over 160 times, the Virgin appeared, and she gave a promise, one of healing and renewal. Many sick who visited Dietwald found strength restored. But her greatest gift was the assurance that her Son never abandons his people. The central request of Our Lady was to pray the Rosary every day as a means of persevering and strengthening faith, especially in a time when Poland was under foreign partition and Catholic life was being suppressed. Our Lady also urged perseverance of faith in persecution, as at that time, Poland was divided between Prussia, Russia, and Austria. In the Prussian partition, Catholics were pressured to abandon their faith and embrace Protestantism or secularism. Mary's message at Dietwald was one of encouragement to resist compromise. Remain faithful to the Catholic Church. Do not be afraid to suffer for your faith. God's help will not fail those who remain true. Our Lady also urged the faithful to receive the sacraments reverently. Mary urged frequent confession and Holy Communion, and reminded the visionaries, and through them all of Poland, that the sacraments are sources of grace and strength in trials. Stanisława Samulowska, one of the visionaries, grew up carrying this heavenly memory within her heart. She later joined the congregation of the Daughters of Charity of St. Vincent de Paul. Living out her vocation, she became a living witness that the Marian message is not to be heard, but lived. Her life of humility, prayer, and service to the poor reflected the very rosary her mother had urged her to pray. The apparition at Dietwald stands as Poland's only officially church-approved Marian apparition. Recognized by the Vatican in 1977, its message is timeless. The Mother of God calls her children to conversion, to trust, and to the prayer of the Rosary, a weapon of peace in a world torn by confusion. And for our times, when faith seems to falter, her words resound with urgency. If you pray the Rosary with faith, Poland will not lose a faith. When secularism spreads, when faith is mocked, and when families weaken under cultural pressures, Our Lady's words at Dietwald are as relevant as ever. The Rosary, the sacraments, and perseverance in faith remain the remedy. Our Lady of Dietwald, pray for us.